Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Epsom Baptist Church this morning. Well, for the first time in a very long time, we are meeting here physically at church this morning. Well, we're going to be outside in the garden. Children will be in the hall, and youth as well will be in the building. Well, we've recorded this talk for you if you're not able to come down at the moment, so you can still engage with what we are doing and so that we can still worship God together. Well, the sermon that we're going to have today is based on Psalm number 1. So let's read Psalm 1 together and then we'll pray before we have the talk. Okay, here we go. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you this morning, placing our lives into your hands and seeking to be with you deliberately, spend time with you, learn from you, be nourished by you. So Lord God, by your Spirit, we pray, be with us and speak into our hearts and our minds this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Well, let's have our talk, shall we? Now, we are just about to begin a new series on the Psalms. That's what we are doing this morning. That will take us through this summer period until we are fully back together again in the autumn. Now, this is a great opportunity for us to reflect on the reality of walking through life together with God. The Psalms flow from the best and worst experiences that we face as humans, and the writers often don't hold back. They're ecstatic or they're desperate. They're in a place of deep reverence for God, or their faith is in pieces. Well, the Psalms give us examples of about 135 different things that were said to God in that way, and they roughly fall into four categories. Number one, what we call Psalms of praise. They speak of how great God is and the amazing things that he has done. For example, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That's Psalm 8. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. One of my all-time favorites, that's Psalm 19. Well, second category, these are cries for help, what we call Psalms of lament. Basically saying to God, help me, often in lucid terms, maybe with rather stark requests, befitting of the situation that they flow from. For example, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? That's Psalm 13. or these very famous words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? Psalm 22, quoted by Jesus on the cross. Well, third category, words that come from a place of deep faith, whether we're actually in trouble or not, these psalms are saying to God, I trust you. We call them psalms or songs of trust. Psalm 23 is the quintessential example of this category. Well, here's another. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. That's from Psalm 62. And the fourth category, these are psalms of thanksgiving, because in the experience, God or someone else has taken action to deal with whatever the situation was, and naturally thanks are then outpoured to God. For example, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That's Psalm 118. Or, it is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. That's from Psalm 92. Okay, well, those are the four different ways that we see, roughly speaking, the psalmists speaking with God. The categories are imposed, of course. They're not perfect. The psalms themselves, as you read through, they often overlap those categories. And we also have different ways of looking at or analysing the psalms. We speak about messianic or royal psalms, like Psalm 2, for example, that speak of the rule of the earthly king as well as God. There are pilgrimage psalms or psalms of ascent sung by worshippers as they make their way to Jerusalem to take part in the annual sacrifice or some other festival. And of course, there are wisdom psalms like the one we are looking at today. So we said there are about 135 psalms where people are speaking to God. Accordingly, there are 15 others that remain where either God is speaking or advice is offered to us. And that is exactly what is going on in Psalm number 1. Okay, well, Psalm 1 is the first psalm deliberately, we think, placed at the beginning of the book of Psalms as a kind of gatekeeper, guarding the entrance to everything else contained within. It speaks of that common biblical theme of the two paths faced by humans as we walk through life. Jesus spoke about the wide and the narrow paths. Are we choosing God, or is life being lived as if God didn't love and care for us or even exist? Well, of course, this morning we are choosing deliberately to sit in the company of God and church, whether that is physically here or whether that is virtually. So let's enjoy being with him today. You know, this is where spiritual life, and accordingly all life, because everything flows from that, is to be nurtured. Spending time with each other and with God, soaking ourselves in Him and in His wonderful presence. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. More words from another psalm, that's Psalm 91, the first verse. That we allow our hearts and our minds to be shaped by God as we bring ourselves regularly and willingly to Him. And we are blessed by that. That is exactly what this psalm is saying to us. We read that at the beginning of Psalm 1. It starts, as all good wisdom writing does, by offering us that blessing at the outset. Blessed is the one who doesn't do this or that or the other, but whose delight is in God's teaching, who desires and seeks to put God at the centre of their lives. Well, for us, the blessing usually comes at the end of our service, doesn't it? And I'm sure that we will have one there also, but we have one right now, right here in this psalm that we are looking at. So blessed we are as we come together to listen to God, to learn from God, and to build community together with Him. We are like trees planted by streams of water. Revelation there, right at the very end of the Bible, the last chapter, chapter 22, it paints a similar picture. Some words from that. This is verse 1 and 2 of Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. These words from Psalm 22, they present the same basic idea that life comes from God. Organic life and also spiritual life, from which everything we do flows. The world can be dry and harsh and broken where God is not worshipped in lives lived by us as humans. Where there is no water, the result is famine. Well, someone uses the image of streams or of irrigation channels dug to transport water that allows plants and trees to flourish and to bear fruit, to survive and succeed. Otherwise, life would be restricted and impeded, growth frustrated and progress withered. You know, I can admit that I have never done much gardening, but recently I have done a bit with the children. We grew some wild flowers from seeds and we planted them in hanging baskets outside the front door. One for Rafi and one basket for Leo. Well, they grew well, lots of flowers, but I discovered very quickly if you forget to water them, they wilt, and they wilt very quickly. One day without water and these plants look like they have had it. Well, thankfully they also bounce back very quickly. But they need to be watered very regularly, especially in this hot weather that we've had recently, once or even twice every day. And we also need to be receiving from God as individuals, but as individuals who are building community together, as people who allow what we receive from God to flow from us into the world around us. Perhaps it's better to say that human community must be nourished by God, fed by that river of the water of life. If not, things don't go so well, do they? We know that. But as we come to Him, we choose that different way, seeking to do things His way, undoing what has gone wrong, bringing more of God into our world. Importantly, Revelation's concluding thoughts affirm that not only does life indeed flow from God, but so does healing. Healing for lives that have been restricted or frustrated in some way. Life flows from God, healing also. Not just for sickness, but for tiredness, for hopelessness, for disorientation or desperation. That life that flows from God, it brings hope, it brings meaning, it brings direction. It gives us focus and passion as God encourages us towards good things for one another, making use of ourselves in the way that God has always intended for us to do. So blessed are we this morning and every day as we bring ourselves to God. That's the message of this first psalm, that gatekeeper guarding the entrance to everything else we read there. Well, let's just dwell for a moment on the three positive statements, the parallelisms there in verse 3 of Psalm 1. First, we will bear fruit in season. Where fruit is the result of healthy trees doing exactly what they were made to do. Jesus said, this is from John chapter 15, verse 16. I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that lasts. In Galatians, this is chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, Paul speaks about that fruit that grows in us as we soak up the water of life from God as being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against those things, he said. They represent that good way of God that Psalm 1 is teaching us about. I wonder which one of those you need the most in your life. I think probably patience is the one I need at the moment. Peace is the one I would like the most. So we will bear fruit in season as people of God, and also our leaves will not wither. That's the second thing that is said. And life can certainly be a challenge. But in God we are nourishing ourselves, becoming strong in Him, developing resilience to the things in this world that are not of Him. Becoming able to withstand difficult situations with peace and calm, those attitudes that flow from Him. Can we still function in a godly way when the heat is on? It's not easy, is it? But God calls us towards that reality. Here are some words from Romans. These are pretty powerful words from Romans chapter 12. It's verse 14, 17 to 18 and 21. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. One of those wonderful biblical statements that is also so challenging. This is about hearing God amidst the noise of this world. Speaking a godly response back into challenging scenarios. Bringing healing words as people who know God deeply and who are sustained by those waters of life we heard about in Revelation. That is first good for us, of course, but also importantly good for those around us. So we bear fruit in season, leaves will not wither, and the third, whatever we do prospers. Of course, this is not about me or you, but about us. It is certainly God's desire for us to prosper and flourish in everything we do with him and for him. Of course, not everything we do will go well or as we want, but there is an order to life, to this creation that God has made for us and given to us. There is a source of all life, and that is God himself. Good things flow from our proximity to him, from us and from this church community. This is the good path of the two paths presented in Psalm 1, walking carefully with God. Accordingly, Psalm 1 sits there at the beginning of the book, acting as this gatekeeper, or perhaps point of focus amongst all those many voices crying out to God that we find in the Psalms, sometimes in joy, sometimes in utter desperation. And amongst all that, whatever may happen, Psalm 1 is calling us to plant ourselves in God's word, in God's teaching, and in God's community. That is where good things happen, shaping our lives and allowing our lives to be shaped by God. In that, we will certainly be blessed, as the psalm says, and be a blessing to others. Well, let's pray. And Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence amongst us in this world, and that you speak to us through the Bible, speak to us by your Spirit, teaching us about your way, about how to follow you. We thank you that you seek to bless us in all that we do for you, that you seek to lead us in building good life with you. So Lord, again, we give ourselves into your hands to do that. Bless each one of us, we pray, Lord, as we follow you and build together with you. Bless us, as that psalm says, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's been great to be with you this morning, to spend this bit of time worshipping God. with you. And now as we go out into the world this week, may you be treated, may you be like a tree planted by that river of the water of life. May you be fruitful for God. May you be resilient in our sometimes challenging world. And may every good and godly thing that you do, every heavenly and holy thing, everything that brings healing, hope, and love into this world, richly prosper as we walk together with God. Yeah, may He bless you this week, and I will see you again next week. Well, Mike will see you because he'll be the one preaching the sermon online. So, yeah, see you next week. God bless and goodbye.